Good morning, everyone. Nearly happy Christmas. It is, isn't it? The weeks are ticking down. I hope you're getting yourself prepared, are you, for your Christmas festivities? Oh, don't knock me over with joy, will you? Crumbs. Blimey. Well, this morning we're going to be talking about joy, so let's find some, shall we? Come on. Best time of the year, Christmas, isn't it? Yes, of course it is. When we celebrate our Lord Jesus Christ coming into the world, that little baby boy. How wonderful that is. Well, welcome to everyone on Zoom, by the way. I haven't forgotten you. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Most merciful God, we gather here in the name of Jesus, your Son, who died for us, redeeming us and inviting us to the heavenly kingdom. Today, we have come to worship you with all our hearts and all our being. We come to worship you in spirit as your children, Lord. Enable us to encounter you today through your spirit, that we might grow stronger, closer and more devoted to you. Bless this time of worship, and may all that we do be honoring and glorifying to you. In Jesus' name, amen. So we have our Advent wreath, and I've picked someone to come up and light the candles for me. For some reason, I've got the third week of Advent, so I can't do my corny four candles joke. You've taken it from me, Nick, haven't you? There we go. The first candle is hope. Hope's a great thing, isn't it? It brings courage, strength, brings perseverance to keep going when things aren't going too well, doesn't it? A little bit of hope is a very powerful thing, and Jesus brings hope into the world. And the second candle is peace. Peace, God's peace. Did you know how amazing God's peace is and how powerful it is? The Bible tells us to love our enemy. Wow, that's not an easy thing to think of, is it? But it is only through God's peace that we can have the power to bring love into a heart, even for an enemy. And today's candle is joy, which is the big one. The Bible tells us that those who put their trust in Jesus, even though you don't see him now, you love him, it says, and you rejoice with a glorious, inexpressible joy. The reward for trusting him will be salvation of our souls. An inexpressible joy. I love that way of thinking. The idea of being completely drenched in the Lord's joy. I've been thinking about what that joy actually looks like. And you know, on Friday, I unfortunately had to go to a funeral. It was my auntie's funeral, my mum's sister. And as I sat in the church and listened to the praise for her, the eulogies that were given, people's memories, the lasting impression that she had made on their lives, one of kindness, one of always being ready to love, being ready to serve. She was a Sunday school teacher. She was a Christian, I think, all her life. But she was a Sunday school teacher for many, many years. And as I listened to the people come up and give their testimonies about her, wonderful, loving, caring testimonies. Testimonies where she was said to put others first. I began to realize something. That's what joy looks like. That's what the joy of the Lord looks like. In real terms, it is being filled with the love of God, and it just oozes out of you. Ironically, her name was Joyce. And I do thank those of you that were praying for us as we made the journey down. We're very, very grateful for that. Joy. I want you to close your eyes for a moment. I'm going to tell you a story. So you can use your imagination while your eyes are closed. Imagine a dark night. You're out on an open hillside. There's no light, except from a fire around which you and some of your friends sit. Life is difficult. Food is scarce. There are a few sheep that you are looking after, but they are not yours. Your pay is very little. Not even enough to keep you going, let alone your family. Your country is controlled by a foreign army. And anyone that stands up to them are crushed. Your hope, or you hope, for something or someone to come and help you. But as the years have gone by, hope is all but gone. And on that night, there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified, but the angel reassured them. "Don't be afraid," he said. "I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all people. The Saviour, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth and laying in a manger." Suddenly, the angels were joined by a vast host of others and the whole armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." When the angels had returned to heaven, the shepherds looked and said to one another, "Let's go. We must go to Bethlehem. Let's see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And so they hurried to the village, and they found Mary and Joseph. And there was the baby, laying in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel had said to them about this child. All who heard the shepherd's story were astonished. But Mary kept all these things in her heart, and she thought about them often. The shepherds went back to their flocks, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, for it was just as the angel had told them. You can open your eyes now. There was hope for better things to come. There was peace in those troubled hearts and minds. And there was joy. Finally, something to celebrate. Over 2,000 years have passed, but still, so many people are living in that darkness, without hope. Lives filled with anxiety, struggle, and sometimes misery. Lives that need Jesus' perfect and powerful peace. So this Christmas, invite someone you know to come and share in your joy. Invite them to come and see the Saviour of the world, the Prince of Peace, who is joy to the world. We have our Carols by Candlelight service next Sunday evening. Why don't you invite a friend or someone you know that needs to know the Lord Jesus? Invite them to come and see. Now, the music group are going to come up and we're going to join with those heavenly choirs of angels and we are going to sing praises to the Lord together. Let's sing together. And our first hymn is called All the Earth Was Waiting. When we sang this last Christmas, you may or may not remember it, but I'm sure you'll pick it up quickly. All the Earth Was Waiting.
Earth and heaven will proclaim.
Father God, as we celebrate you coming to us, over and over again we celebrate you at Christmas, Lord, but we want to give our hearts afresh once more to you, so that you know, Lord, that we are your people. This is who we choose to be, Father God. We choose to be your people. We want to be your hands and feet in the world, Lord, because you have a mission, Lord, and that mission is that everybody should know that you are Lord. You are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. And we lift this all up to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's sing together. Lift up our voices. Lift up your voices. Lift up your praise.
One, two, three, four.
Seated, everyone. And our young people are now going to go and enjoy their time at Sunday Social. And I've been tipped off. You've got some wonderful plans made for you this morning. So as you go, we're going to pray for you. Heavenly Father, we pray for our youngsters, Lord. The minds that you are going to be shaping to stand probably here on this platform one day in the future, Lord. I'm very, very much aware, Lord, that there are so many that have gone before us, and we are here because of the work that they did in your name, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for them. Bless our youngsters in their Sunday social time, and enable our leaders, Lord, to share their joy of you, Lord Jesus, with those young hearts and minds. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. So, we're going to do something slightly different today. We're going to watch a film called Come and See. It's from the filmmaker and director, Dallas Jenkins, who was he's the guy that bought the popular series called Chosen to Life, which is all about the life of Jesus. Some of you may have seen it. Some of you will have seen clips I've used of it from the series in odd services I've done in the past. And they have made this film, a special Christmas film. And we've been given a one-time license to show it and share it with you. And when Nick and I watched it, we just said, we have to share this with you. So what you're about to watch is based on the story of the shepherds from Luke 2 that I read you this morning. But it is a theological dramatization of that shepherd's story. It's just under 20 minutes long. Sit and enjoy.
But you, O Bethlehem Ephrathah, who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from old, from ancient days. Therefore, he shall give them up unto the time when she who is in labor has given birth, and he shall be their peace. A reading from the scroll of the prophet Micah.
Down the adjective. perfect. No, no blemish. Nothing. Nothing wrong. See?
Mm. Spotless.
Good. No blemish.
This one's good.
Thank you.
Teacher, I have a question about the Messiah. I've studied Torah every day.
Shepherd wants to learn.
Yes. Do you believe the Messiah will set us free from the occupation?
Yes, he will make a great military leader.
Are you sure? Just because last Shabbat the priest read from Prophet Ezekiel and he did not say...
How dare you?
I'm sorry, teacher. He is obsessed.
You brought this animal? I said spotless.
Spotless, yes.
These are for righteous men. For the perfect sacrifice.
Very sorry. Very sorry. Very sorry.
You wonder why the Messiah hasn't come? People like you keeping him away with your stains. If you come back here without a perfect lamb, I will banish you all from the marketplace.
Now, come, come. I warned you about this. Are you deaf as well as lame?
I'm sorry.
We are not slowing down for you. You take this run back up to the hill and try and keep up. Or find your own way back.
People who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in a land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. They rejoice before you as with joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divided the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of
you
his oppressor, you
want to listen?
No, this is the holy place.
Please,
you are filthy. Go!
For every boot of the tramping warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. Strengthen the weak hands.
Excuse me, friend. Could you point me to a well in this town? My wife hasn't had a drink in hours.
At the other end of the square.
Thank you, brother.
Well, wait. Here.
Oh, thank you for your kindness.
How far have you come?
From Galilee, Nazareth.
Don't say that too loud here. You know, they say, nothing good can come from...
I know what they say about Nazareth.
Don't worry, I won't tell anyone. Secret safe with me.
Thank you for the kindness.
My name is Simon.
Out of my way.
We must go.
Strengthen the weak hands and make firm the feeble knees. Say to those who have an anxious heart, be strong. Fear not. Behold, your God will come with vengeance, with the recompense of God. He will come and save you. Then the eyes of the blind shall be opened, and the ears of the deaf unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap like a deer, and the tongue of the mute shall sing for joy. A reading from the scroll of the prophet Isaiah.
Yes, well, next time I would wipe my hands with his robe. He would faint.
A Pharisee is so cheap. When he writes his will, he names himself as the heir.
And then he still doesn't get much.
No.
Finally, he's back.
Hello, Simon.
Stay with the sheep.
He is useless. Why do you keep him around?
He's a good boy.
You want some dinner?
Finally.
Aaron made dinner tonight, so nothing is cooked.
Yes.
The food is fine. It's my grandmother's recipe, so leave it alone.
Yeah, then that is why your grandfather left.
Again and again.
They take whatever they want.
Oh, I wish that woman wouldn't have left the well.
Oh, she was very,
very
beautiful.
Very pretty.
Mm. She was very beautiful.
Can I have my dinner now?
Not with us. No. Your plate is over there.
And do what happened this morning. You sleep with the sheep tonight.
And pay attention this time.
And watch out for wolves.
Watch out for the Pharisee. He might come after you.
Mm-hmm. A Roman took another sheep yesterday.
Simon, they're talking about the Romans again.
But they cook it right in front of me.
You're lucky. You're lucky you're not part of this conversation. But Romans, again and again.
Let them to pay.
Good pay.
They take
whatever they want.
Let's talk about something else.
himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And shall call his name Emmanuel.
What will you name him?
Jesus.
We will name him Jesus. We must go. People must know. People must know.
People must know.
Shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and of peace there will be no end, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and with righteousness from this time forth and forevermore.
I told you not to come back here. So where is it? Have you found a spotless lamb for sacrifice?
Look. The Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. The final one sacrifice for all. The Word that became flesh to bring us hope and salvation. And the Old Testament says that when he comes, that he'll open the eyes of the blind and unplug the ears of the deaf. The lame will leap like a deer. And those who cannot speak will sing for joy. Jesus himself said, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners. Our world is hurting. People are still without hope. Those who think they are righteous have turned their back on Jesus. Sin is hiding Jesus from those who are looking for him, even though they don't necessarily know it. So this Christmas, let us, as God's people, invite others to come and see. Not a dead carpenter, but a risen Saviour. For on the cross, Jesus took all of our shame, he took our sin, and he healed a wound that could not be healed any other way. For he was the perfect sacrifice. Jesus didn't do that so that we would be ashamed of his sacrifice. He did it so that we could be filled with an inexpressible joy. Surely then, such a pure act of love deserves not just our gratitude, but it deserves our love, our lives, our all. Brian's going to come and play for us now. And we're going to sing a song. Take my heart and let it be. Make this a renewal and a reminder of your commitment to Jesus. Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Take my moments and my days, let them flow in ceaseless praise. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for thee. Let's sing this together. Stand. Please be seated, everyone. As we gather around the Lord's table, a prayer of confession. O perfect Lamb of God, we come before you and this table of remembrance with hearts and lives stained with the sinful ways of this world. We have thought, said, and done things that are sinful, Lord, some of which we're aware of and some of which we are not. Because of you, Lord Jesus, we have hope. And we repent from our wickedness and turn toward you for your perfect peace. Bring us strength, Lord, to resist our sinful ways and to keep us safely away from the temptations that we find so hard to resist. Fill our hearts with your joy, that our legacy to the world might be the moments of your love that we share with others and even with our enemies, Lord. Forgive us for our sinful ways. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Have you found the joy of knowing and loving the Lord Jesus? If not, perhaps this is the time to invite him into your heart. If you have said this prayer with us this morning, a prayer of confession, then all you need to do is to add the invitation. Lord, clean me out and count me in. Or as the hymn says, take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. So let all who have found the joy of the Lord gather together around this table of remembrance together as one people. For this is the table that celebrates the final sacrifice for all. For on the cross, Jesus took our sin and our shame that we might be washed clean and set free by the blood of Christ. So Jesus commanded his disciples to do this in remembrance of him. And so then, I ask our two servers if they would like to come up. So as Jesus took the bread when he was around the table of the Last Supper with his disciples, he broke the bread into pieces and they shared it around. And he said, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. And so as we receive the bread, we eat and be thankful. And so after the supper, Jesus took another cup of wine and said, this cup is the new covenant between God and his people. an agreement confirmed with my blood, which is poured out as a sacrifice for you. And so as we receive the cup, we retain the cup, and we will drink together as a sign of our unity in Christ. So we drink together until Jesus comes again. Amen. Heavenly Father, in your birth and life, Lord Jesus, you have shown us how to live life and how to love. In your death, you have set us free from condemnation and invited us to join you in eternity. You have brought us, Lord Jesus, a steadfast hope of greater things to come. Your Spirit living within us has brought us a perfect and powerful peace that the world does not understand. And your love has filled us with joy so that we can share with others the truth about the Lord Jesus. Help us this Christmas time to shine your joy into the world as we invite others to come and see what God has done. Amen. So in my mind, there was only really one hymn that we could finish with this morning, as it's Christmas. Joy to the world. Let's stand and sing this wonderful hymn. I thought we were going to have an encore then. Oh, gracious God, may the joy of the Lord be with you at this Christmas time. I pray that you take the joy of the Lord in his love with you as you go out into your week, whether it's to family, friends, to work, and that they see the joy of the Lord in your hearts. Father God, protect each one of us against the one we know that wants to take the joy out of Christmas and even the baby out of Christmas. Protect us from him and his evil ways forevermore. Amen. And have a wonderful, joyful week, folks.